Nick Mangini is a kelp farmer and mariculture director for the Southwest Alaska Municipal Conference. He was in South Korea earlier this month touring kelp farms and processing facilities. Asian countries, including South Korea, make up the bulk of the world's kelp market.
Every time I go to a conference or something where it's all mariculture-related business people, whether that be farmers or industry, you kind of get this buzz and everybody gets excited, and it's what keeps us going right now.
Mangini and his colleagues are looking to countries like South Korea for inspiration as Alaska overcomes well-documented hurdles in its own budding industry. For one, the state has a processing gap when it comes to kelp. That's where Mangini says the South Korean farmers have a big advantage.
They bring in the kelp and hand lay it out in a field and let it air dry, where we don't have that climate that would allow that, number one, and the rules through the FDA are just going to be way too stringent to make something like that happen.
Mangini says many kelp farms in South Korea also use seaweed and shellfish cultivation in tandem to maximize their crop.
70% of the species of kelp that's the most similar to what I grow comes straight off a farm and goes straight into an abalone culture to feed the abalone year-round.
The South Korean visit was sponsored by the World Wildlife Fund and included other kelp farmers and processors from North America and Europe. Mangini says connecting with them was just as informative as meeting with the trip's South Korean hosts.
Bouncing ideas off each other, talking about the design of our farms, the way that they process in New England, possibilities for future collaborations with people from the East Coast and the West Coast, people from Canada and Alaska, even into Europe.
Mangini was one of Alaska's first kelp farmers. He put in his application for a plot by Near Island, right near the city of Kodiak, in 2016, and harvested his first crop the year after that. Two other people started out the same year as him. It's taken off since then, and just last year, Alaska kelp farmers harvested 650,000 pounds of seaweed. That's a tiny fraction compared to South Korea's production, but Mangini says Alaska's mariculture industry has the potential to be a leader by volume, just like its finfish fisheries. He says another big step is getting commercial fishermen to see the industry's value as a source of income in between fishing seasons.
I would just hope that we could work together and they could see this as an opportunity for them to use their boats or even, you know, have their own farms in the future.
Mangini says with federal funds on the way, there's real momentum for the industry in the state. He's hopeful lessons learned from the trip will help ease some of the growing pains. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.